You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 232.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? Hope you're doing fantastic today. And guys, on today's masterclass, I'm going to tackle this one solo. This is something I've probably done a handful of times in the past, and I always enjoy it. I've always gotten really good feedback. So instead of having a guest on today's masterclass, I wanted to just kind of take this one by myself because I wanted to focus on one particular area. But before I get into that, you know, it's if you're listening to this one, it's being released. It is Monday, August 20th. If you're listening to this at a later date, this is still going to be relevant and very, very applicable, regardless of where you are in your business. So, you know, it's been about a month or so ago, I took off on a 17-day European vacation with my family. And, you know, it was kind of hectic because, you know, traveling 4 countries in 17 days and numerous cities with a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old can definitely be challenging at times. You know, we experienced a little bit of frustration. Some of these places are not kid friendly as far as like strollers and things of that nature. But we had such an unbelievable time. And I think what made it so fantastic, aside from, you know, just the things we were doing, the experiences, is the fact that I was mentally able to completely disconnect from the business and have 100% certainty that not only were things getting done and things were being, you know, were moving forward, but, you know, when I got back, I actually found them to be even better than when I was here. And I'm not just, you know, I'm not bloviating here or, you know, bragging in any way, shape, or form. It really goes to the heart of what I want to cover on today's masterclass, which is probably going to be significantly shorter than what, you know, some of the, you know, the typical masterclass episodes are where I'm interviewing someone. Again, I was just so blessed and so fortunate to, you know, have and share these experiences with my family, with my wife, with my girls. You know, we went over to Portugal for a week and my sister got married and I got to officiate the wedding in a beautiful setting. I mean, it came out amazing. The wedding reception and the party was just ridiculous. If you're not following me on social media, definitely connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, again, I think what I'm so grateful for is my team. And, you know, I guess the question I really want to pose at you today is, do you have a business that runs you or do you run your business? And can your business run and operate without you? You know, and a lot of people talk about systems, right? Ever since, you know, the book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, I feel like systems have been around forever, right? McDonald's, which is a franchise, operates on a system. There are so many successful businesses that run on systems. Matter of fact, my belief is that I don't know that a business can successfully run and be sustainable without a system. But I'm not here to talk about systems because I think everyone understands the importance of that, right? And I've published some podcast episodes on how to go about and create and document systems, etc. But you know, I'm here to share with you that it's my strong opinion that I think the reason I was able to go on a, you know, 17-day trip to Europe and pretty much completely disconnect from the business and get a weekly update from my team was because of the people I've empowered and put in the right positions. You know, so we're in a very, very, especially if you're in the coastal markets, depending on when you're listening to this, we're in a competitive landscape. You know, we're here in South Florida. There's tons and tons of wholesalers and home buyers and people that do what we do, but not really, right? Because what I think one of the things that separates us from some of the other companies out there is that the one thing you can control are the people that you bring on, the people that, you know, share your core values, the people that buy into your purpose, the people that, you know, create the type of culture that you've created or that you want to create, whether it's directly or indirectly. And I think that's what can really set you apart in a competitive landscape and in a competitive industry is, you know, you can't control what response rate comes from your direct mail. You can't control who calls you. You can't even control if you close a certain number of deals on a weekly or monthly basis. Sure, there's certain things you can do to put yourself in the best position, and you know, you can set goals, and there's a whole bunch of, you know, myriad of things that you can do to have success in this business. But a lot of it's depending on other people. You know, who call, how many times the phone rings, or how many offers you make, how many appointments you go on, all these KPIs that hopefully you're tracking, you have an indirect and sometimes a direct influence on. But the one thing that you definitely have control over is who you hire, who you bring onto your business. Have you put them in a position to succeed? Have you empowered them? Have you empowered them, and have you made sure to stay out of their way, which is something that at times I failed. And this trip really showed me that my business has come a long way, you know, because again, even though from time to time, you know, I had the option of checking in with them, but I certainly didn't have to. Matter of fact, you know, when issues came up, because we've implemented EOS, which, you know, is based off of the book Traction, the Entrepreneur Operating System, we have a way to IDS things. IDS is an acronym for Identify, Discuss, and Solve. And, you know, when things popped up in my absence, they were taken care of because we knew how to operate as a team. Everybody understood their roles, their responsibilities. And so I really, what I'm trying to impress upon you here is not the fact that I have this great business and it runs and operates without me at all. It's the opposite. It's the fact that for so many years I struggled and I didn't have that. And even though it's not completely 100% where I can just disconnect and I can probably travel for a year and come back, I don't believe I'm to that level, right? But I certainly believe that I could take off 3 months and the business is going to just fine, if not even excel without me. And this was further proof that, you know, it's because I have the right people, and I'm so grateful to my team members. I'm so grateful to each and every one of them because everybody understands their role. They're really, really good at what they do. And matter of fact, you know, part of the feedback I got was, dude, have fun. Spend time with your family. Don't even bother checking in with us. We got this. And, you know, I remember halfway through the trip, I got an update. I don't have the exact numbers, but I think we had closed. This was probably, you know, 7, 8, 9 days into my trip. We had closed 3 deals. We had locked up another 2 under contract. By the time I got back, we had ended up closing 4 deals. We got 3 new ones under contract. And just things were happening without me. You know, leads were coming in, appointments were going on. And all I had to do was check my CEO dashboard, check the KPIs. And that, you know, that told me the story of my business. I remember when I worked with our EOS implementer earlier this year, you know, the one thing he asked me when we started talking about KPIs is he says, Alex, pretend, you know, close your eyes for a second. Pretend you are on a remote island, okay? And you are laying in a hammock. Your eyes are closed. You know, the hammock is swaying. You got the breeze flowing through your body. You know, try to get this picture. And you got a cocktail in your hand, you know? And a waiter comes over to you to ask you if you want another cocktail. And the waiter has a napkin for you. And on that napkin, not only are they going to serve you a drink, but they're going to give you a napkin. What are the key numbers that you want on that napkin that will tell you the story of your business, right? What are those key performance indicators that are going to give you all the information you need so that you don't have to pick up the phone, you don't have to jump on email, you don't have to get and scramble for this information because you know what it is. And this episode isn't meant to kind of go down the rabbit hole of KPIs and key performance indicators and metrics and what numbers you need to know in your business. I've covered that in detail in the past. So I definitely recommend that you go to flipempire.com, you know, use the search bar and type in any keywords because, you know, having published 232 episodes, there's a lot of content that has been shared on this podcast, not just by myself, but by some of the guests I've had on. And, you know, just, I think one of the reasons I love this platform and one of the reasons I've gotten, you know, just overwhelming positive feedback is because I share actual stories, things that are happening in the trenches, and it's not always good things. It's not always the wins, right? You got to celebrate the wins, but we get kicked in the stomach sometimes, you know? And I want to share that with you because I think you can learn just as much from that as you do from the success and the wins. And, you know, along those lines, when I got back, there were a few things that I realized, hey, we need to tighten up this part of our system. You know, we need to tweak a few things so that, you know, so that it runs even smoother, so that we're running more efficiently. And, you know, so that's kind of what I want to encourage you to do, is if you have a small team, or even if you have a big team, and you question if your business can thrive without you, not just run and operate, but if it can thrive without you, step away. You know, I encourage you, first of all, you should be going on vacations. I would advise on a pretty frequent basis. I mean, we like to, you know, this year we've done a tremendous amount of traveling with the family, and it's not over. At the very minimum, I would recommend that you disconnect once a quarter, at the very minimum. You know, and you don't have to go on a 17-day trip or anything like that, but disconnect for a day or two, you know, and step away from the business. But what I ultimately want to encourage you to do is step away for a longer period of time and ask yourself, can my business run without me? Can it operate without me? And will it thrive without me? If the answer to any one of those questions is no, you have work to do. You got to implement systems. And more importantly, I think you got to get the right people on your team so that it runs without you. Okay. There's so many more things I want to cover, and I think I'm going to reserve those things for a future episode. Again, even though this is a masterclass, I wanted to keep it short and sweet, and I wanted to kind of get right to the heart of the matter. Now that it's been about, you know, 3 to 4 weeks removed since I've gone back on this trip, and I've had a chance to kind of survey the landscape in our business and, you know, look at all the activity that happened while I was gone, you know, some of the things that came out of me being away that we realized, hey, these are a few things that we probably need to improve on a little bit. But overall, I'm really grateful for the people that I have on my team. And, you know, one of the things I've learned throughout the last year or two is as the leader, as the entrepreneur in your business, as the, you know, as the head of the ship, right? Regardless of how big or small, how small your team is, you want to empower people. But the worst thing you can do as a leader is step on their toes and take that away. Okay. Because that just creates distrust. It creates just bad vibes and bad feelings within the business. You want to make sure that if you've done a good job of putting the right people in the right seats, let them do their thing, you know, and encourage an open door policy, whether you work out of the office or whether it's a virtual business. And that just kind of speaks to the culture that you create within your business. But again, in a competitive landscape, guys, the one thing you have control over are the people that you put into your business. You know, get clear on your core values, get clear on your purpose, understand the type of culture that you've created or the type of culture that you want to create, and then find the right people to put in the right seats that match core values, purpose, and the culture of your business. And I promise you, you can go away, step away from the business, and not only will the business run and operate without you, but it should thrive if you've done a good job of implementing systems and putting the right people in your business. So that's all I got for you today. You know, I will talk more in the future, probably in the next episode or two, about just some of the cool things that we have going on, from new consulting clients that I'm working with, you know, couple loans I've done for some people, one out of my Roth IRA and another one, you know, in a different market. And I also want to kind of tease you with starting to build a rental portfolio in the Midwest. And I did a small test direct mail campaign, you know, only spent about $1,100 on that campaign. Actually, I'm not lying, but that's not accurate. I spent about $1,400 on that campaign. It brought in 15 calls, okay, which is not much. Got two deals out of it. Picked up two deals, less than 50 cents in the dollar on both those deals, you know, and it's going to see double-digit returns as a rental. So I'll talk about that more in the future, guys. If you have anything, if I can help, if I can add value, if I can answer any questions, reach out to me. Go to flipempire.com, click on the Ask Alex link, and you can go ahead and submit an audio question, or you can always you know, hit me up, alex@flipempire.com. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. You know, sometimes I just don't know how these podcast episodes come across. I don't know if I'm rambling. I don't know if I'm, you know, if I got a bunch of ahs and ums in here. You know, hopefully you find me, you know, palatable, right? Or, you know, maybe even entertaining to some degree. But really, my goal is to just share with you what I'm seeing, what I'm learning, what I'm experiencing from the trenches. I'm crossing my fingers that these are things that you take action on and you implement in your business, so that you see some of the types of results that I'm seeing, And it's not to say there's not going to be bumps, hiccups, challenges along the way, because there will be. You can count on them, but those are all opportunities to get better, to improve your business, and to just get sharper as an entrepreneur and as a person. So I'll leave you with that. Really, really appreciate you. Love you. And I'll connect with you guys on the next episode.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.